Welcome to the Doll Podcast Christmas Special. I'm Louisa Maxwell. We have some wonderful guests on this episode, and they're going to share their Christmas memories with us. We'll be hearing from Mel Odom, Rachel Hoffman, Suresh, Joshua David McKenney, Rebecca Kaufman, and Sammy Odin. Because of the current pandemic, all our interviews have been recorded online. So if you hear any clicks or buzzes, it's just the magic of the internet. Or perhaps it's Christmas elves. Our first guest is artist Mel Odom, the creator of Fashion Doll Jean Marshall, and he's loved fashion dolls since childhood. Mel shares his memory of childhood Christmas dolls, who not only had great hair and wardrobes, but played out dramas he loved as a fan of Hollywood films. Perhaps that's how he later got the inspiration for Jean Marshall, the doll from Hollywood's golden age.
When I was probably 5 years old, I got a Tony doll. Ideal Tony doll.
With the hair.
Completely at my mother's discretion. She had long, I could draw her exactly from my memories of her. I had her through college, and my mother cleaned my room one day, and Tony went to, I'm sure, a little girl. My dad was a very kind man, and I'm sure he gave them to some child who didn't get a lot of toys, which was the only reason I didn't freak out. It's a parental, you have to be very careful when you leave your toys behind. As for the Christmas memory, I remember one year getting some Barbie clothes for Christmas too, that I loved. I don't know the name of the outfit. The orange, you know, sleeveless sweater and the gray skirt and suburban shopper. And my mom and my father, to a certain extent, really came to bat for me. And I'm sure they got a lot of grief from other members of my family for giving me dolls, but they didn't really care because they knew how much I loved them and that they didn't seem to be harming.
Yeah.
So, Christmas, I loved. I was a Christmas fiend. I would starting September 1st, I would mark off days till Christmas. Yeah, that was it. The Tony doll was a huge thing for me, and I loved her. And I have bought in recent years a Tony doll for myself to remind myself of how magical that was for me, that my mom and dad would give me this beautiful doll that she had a perm, came with little rollers and a perm. And I know that smell. I can smell it now just describing it. And she was so beautiful. And she was my stand-in for actresses in movies. And I would watch movies when I was little. Like, she was Tallulah Bankhead in Lifeboat. Let's put it that way.
Of course. And you styled her hair.
Yes, totally. So that was a great one. That was really a great one.
Oh, thank you, Mel. That's a beautiful Christmas memory. And thank you for sharing with us.
Sure, honey. You have a good one.
Thank you, Mel. Okay. Our next guest. Rachel Hoffman is a visionary in the doll world who launched the first virtual doll convention. She has built on the legacy left to her by her mother, Diane Hoffman, who 45 years ago founded Turn of the Century Antiques in Denver, Colorado. Rachel shares a memory of the magical Christmases that Diane made for her family. Tragically, Rachel and her family lost Diane to the COVID virus this year. But Rachel is determined to carry on her mother's Christmas traditions. Can you share any special Christmas memory? Rachel Hoffman.
My mother always decorated our house just so incredibly special. She had a professional Santa come to our house on Christmas Eve with a huge knapsack full of presents. They would knock on the ceiling and pretend it was reindeer. And as a little child, you thought reindeer were on the ceiling. And then a real Santa dressed in, she hired a professional. He came in singing the song with bells around his waist. She would give us antique sleigh bells, and we would all stand on the stairs of her home and ring the bells as Santa walked in the door. It was just absolute magic. There's just no other way to even describe it. Her appreciation for Christmas and the holidays, and it's because she didn't have it as a child, so she made mine just everything that she would ever wish and hope. And so my Christmases were just so wonderful. And now I have to carry that light, or they're not going to be. I have quickly realized that if I don't pick up where she left off, I'm going to have a sad little tree. And I'm not going to have any bells ringing. And so she left all those bells, and she left the tree, and she left everything. So I want to just, I never saw myself doing this, but I want to do it. So I'm excited. I'm excited for this Christmas. Unbelievably, I didn't think I was going to be, but I am. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel, for that beautiful memory of your mother, Diane Hoffman. My next guest, Sammy Audin, served as the director of the Musée de la Poupée Paris for 25 years. During that time, he was fortunate enough to curate exhibitions with some of the world's most beautiful and precious dolls. Sammy encourages every doll lover to create a Christmas display and shares how he and his father are still looking for innovative ways of celebrating dolls and Christmas. Have you any special memories concerning Christmas and dolls?
Well, I have so many that it's difficult to really pick the one that would be meaningful. I've been collecting Christmas decorations for probably more years than dolls, even though my collection in that field is not as wide as with the dolls. I still like decorating home for every Christmas, and I'm very appreciative of those collectors who are crazy enough to share their passion for Christmas and to set up their dolls looking Christmassy. I set up my Christmas tree with antique decorations with my father. Every year we do something different, like we used to do every year at the museum. We kept that tradition to do it at home. One year we decided that we had just bought a selection of very nice early frozen Charlies and Charlottes, glazed porcelain from the third quarter of the 19th century. And it was so interesting to say, oh, well, let's take that tradition. And since frozen Charlie and Charlies happen during the winter, but let's do a scene where they would be seen freezing in a lake. And so we created a scenery with a lake and these poor dolls who can tell that they are really freezing there. And it was so beautiful. I mean, with, you know, white trees and white everything and the fake snow all over the place. We had so much fun doing that. So I think that for me, the Christmas atmosphere fits so much and so easily into the doll domain that every collector should actually consider to add to their collection Christmassy things so that their dolls could also celebrate Christmas.
That's something we can add to every year and enjoy every year.
Yes, yes, indeed.
It makes Christmas extra special. Thank you so much, Sammy. That is the perfect,
thing
because those poor little frozen Charlotte.
Yes, they are. They still are frozen today.
Yeah, they're wonderful little dolls. STIFE expert Rebecca Kaufman joined us this season to tell us about STIFE's history as doll makers. During that program, she shared a special family story of hope about her grandmother and a little bear. When and how did STIFE come into your life and your family?
It's always been part of my family. I'm the third generation collector. My grandmother was a collector. She actually won a Stife teddy bear at an event in Germany just before World War II started. And she loved this bear. And one night, her boyfriend said to her, you don't leave Germany tonight, you'll never leave Germany. So she took a backpack and this bear and ran across the border to France. So she's always been very connected to Steiff, and it was always a very important part of her life. I've always been madly in love with that bear, who's part of my collection now. You know, if that bear wasn't around, I wouldn't be around. It's a very important part of my family. Her boyfriend came to visit her on her deathbed in the United States to say goodbye. She did not marry him. She married my grandfather.
Yeah.
So they really were sweethearts.
They really
were. He saved her life and then came to say goodbye.
Thank you, Rebecca, for sharing your grandmother's story with us.
Teddy hugs to you and all the listeners, too.
Thank you, Rebecca. Teddy hugs to you. My next guest, Suresh, turned his passion for fashion and design for Barbie into a YouTube channel with over 1.5 million views. His passion for fashion and fashion dolls started early, and he shares his story of those first Christmas dolls and how Christmas is a time to reconnect with the joy of childhood. So, Suresh, tell us about dolls and Christmas.
My family and I love Christmas. You know, we were born and raised Buddhists, but my parents have always taught us to celebrate everyone. Christmas has always been super fun for me because my mom, my dad, and my sister are very close, and they have always strived to give us what we wanted. It was a little bit difficult to get dolls out of my parents, but I would usually inform my sister to which ones to get. And then the moment, you know, she would take them out of the box and pretend to be surprised, I would just snatch them from her and we would just run to her room or my room and play together. Funny enough, her entire doll collection now belongs to me to do with them. And I'm just like, oh my God, remember this one time we played with her? Remember this one time we played with her? She's like, yeah, okay, sure. But I think as an adult, you know, every Christmas I buy myself a doll.
Yeah.
I buy myself a really extravagant, lavish doll that I've been wanting and saving up for.
Me too.
I think to me, it's all about remembering that child inside of you, remembering that passion inside of you. I think the magic of Christmas is realizing that there's no one else on this universe who is like you. And everything you love is beautiful. Everything you are is beautiful. Everything you want to be is beautiful. You have every right to imagine, to be passionate. And you should completely embrace everything that you love. And that includes dolls. And what a beautiful thing to love. What a timestamp of time. What a wonderful thing to collect and bond over people with. There are tens of thousands, if not millions of us all around the world who love dolls.
Yes.
And we should all take this time to just kind of reconnect with that side of us, whether it's a childlike side or a grown adult side. But yeah, I have lots of wonderful memories like that. And I always continue to remind myself that I love this hobby and it is a wonderful, wonderful experience. And it has brought me some of the most amazing, beautiful people that I could have ever thought of meeting. I never take it for granted.
That's what Christmas really is about.
It sure is.
Yeah. Generosity and giving.
Yeah. Yeah. And also giving all those things to yourself, I think, is very important.
Yeah. And to appreciate yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you for that Christmas message. It's really marvelous.
You are welcome.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Lisa.
Yeah. I hope you get that doll you really want.
Yeah. So she's on her way to me now.
Perfect. Our final guest, Joshua David McKenney, is an artist, sculptor, and doll maker. His doll is called Pigeon, and with almost 1 million followers on social media, she is a sensation. Joshua shares a memory of his childhood Christmas. Have you any special Christmas memory?
Sure. Well, the memory that comes to mind is, I believe I was probably like four. You know, I think I've talked about this before in the podcast, that I grew up in a conservative home and I wasn't allowed to play with feminine toys usually. But for whatever reason, My Little Ponies were allowed, and because they were horses and not girls, but they still had playable hair, which I loved. I grew up in a very sort of like economically humble home, and this is a big thing, but my mom got me a My Little Pony castle, and it was under the tree, and there's a photo of me. It's very funny because you can tell that she's struggling with gendered toys. So she also bought me an A-Team Army jumpsuit. It's like all camouflage, and I'm wearing this sort of like outfit, but I'm like standing in front of this My Little Pony castle with the biggest smile on my face you've ever seen. Like, that's like my one magical Christmas memory where I remember just waking up and sort of, I think I knew that it was coming, or we talked about it, and just seeing it there under the tree. And it was so massive. Like, it's about the size as I was at the time, you know, because I was 3 or 4. I just remember just being over the moon, and it came with all these little sticker decals that you could sort of put in the different rooms, and I could put play with my ponies in it. And it was just a very vivid memory for me of a Christmas that I really love.
Oh, that's a really beautiful memory. Thank you, Joshua.
Yeah.
As a doll maker, you must be very busy coming up to Christmas.
I think that doll collectors, oftentimes I think dolls are the things that they buy for themselves for Christmas. And I think that that's a sort of nice thing to reflect on. You know, I've been pretty busy this month putting orders together and shipping dolls out for the people have ordered for themselves. And especially in this time, like during the pandemic, I think that it's great that people are treating themselves to special things and special dolls and rewarding themselves with that sort of pleasure that opening a new doll can be. So I know that I have a doll that I bought. It's a Savrine that I have not opened yet. It's actually on my shelf over here. I can show you her. The package came. But yeah, so this is my doll Christmas present that I bought for myself. It's from Julian Kalinowski, the designer that does Savrine. She's a little ballerina doll that he did, and I saw her on the internet.
Beautiful.
And I bought her for myself, and so I'll be opening her up on Christmas Day, and I think a lot of other people also will be buying themselves and opening dolls, and that's fun.
Well, hopefully we all will. I know I saved for a doll. She's trapped at the post office at the moment, but I've got to be able to liberate her by Christmas. Yeah, it's a really special thing and a really special time, and it's such fun, and it makes it also a little milestone in your collecting.
Yeah, for sure. It's fun to have that build up. I mean, like, you know, obviously I bought it for myself so I could open her whenever I wanted, but I think that it makes the day more special when you sort of can just have the experience of opening something, you know, even if you do it for yourself.
I agree completely. Thank you, Joshua, for your Christmas memories, and we wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year, and lots and lots and lots of beautiful pigeon dolls.
Oh, thank you. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Thank you. I think I'd like to share my own Christmas memory. It was when I was about 3 or 4 years old, and it was Christmas Eve, and they'd put me to bed early, and my little sister. For some reason, I got up, and I went into the dining room where my parents were, and my father seemed to be putting something together on the dining table. And, you know, I was immediately interested, and they kept trying to shoo me away. And he was building something, and it seemed to have plans. And, you know, I can see this in my mind. And he seemed a bit frustrated. And I got interested because, of course, I wanted to stay up because it's Christmas Eve and you're hoping to see Santa Claus. So eventually they get me back to bed and I fall asleep. And Santa Claus comes. And on Christmas morning, I go into the dining room, and there set out is the most beautiful dollhouse. And it had all these lovely rooms, and it was kind of a ranch style house. It was really fabulous. And inside all these little boxes and packages was all this furniture. And I remember being so delighted setting all this out with my sister Angela and arguing about where the kitchen appliances should go and the tables. And it was amazing. And we had that for a long time, that dollhouse, and it gave us such pleasure. But the most important thing about that memory is the love my parents had for me, and they showed me by buying me such a wonderful gift, and the gift made me so happy. All I can ask for Christmas is that we all find something special and we make special Christmas memories and a special place in our heart that will sustain us for the rest of the year. So I wish all of you a very happy holiday, a Merry Christmas, and a safe, happy, and healthy New Year. Thank you again for joining us on the Christmas Dog Podcast, and thank you to all my guests. Mel Odom, Rachel Hoffman, Suresh, Joshua David McKenney, Rebecca Kaufman, and Sammy Odin. The Dog Podcast will be returning in January with lots of wonderful guests, and we look forward to you joining us then. To learn more about our guests on the Christmas Doll Podcast, go to www.dollpodcast.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram.